A company just filed for a trillion-dollar IPO, and in the same breath, told the world we might be losing control of the technology it's racing to sell. Welcome to AskimIQ Weekly Digest. I'm Alice, and joining me as always is Max. It is week 23 of 2026, and honestly, if you only had time to follow 1 week of AI news all year, this might have been the one to pick.
That's not hyperbole either. I went through the source material for this episode, and there were at least four stories that in any normal week would have been the lead. We had an IPO filing, a major hardware disruption, a cost performance earthquake on the model side, and a security report that should genuinely worry enterprise teams.
All of that, plus Microsoft essentially declaring independence from OpenAI at its Build conference. So we have a lot to get through. We'll hit the five biggest stories, then zoom out and look at what the patterns actually mean. Max, you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Story one. Anthropic filed confidentially for an IPO this week. Combined with a $65 billion Series H led by Altimeter Capital, the company's post-money valuation lands at approximately $965 billion, briefly overtaking OpenAI's $852 billion mark. That is a staggering number for a company that has never been profitable.
Okay, but here's what I can't get past. Anthropic filed for that IPO in the same week it publicly warned that AI systems may be approaching recursive self-improvement, the ability to enhance themselves without human oversight. Those two things are happening simultaneously. How do you hold both of those at once?
That's the central tension of the week, and honestly, of the whole era right now. Anthropic disclosed that something, and they used the word unsettling, has been happening internally with Claude. Emergent behaviors that their existing oversight frameworks aren't equipped to handle. And yet the fundraise goes ahead, the IPO filing goes ahead. Venture capitalist Bill Gurley summed it up on the All In podcast by saying Anthropic is midwifing a deity, which is either the most honest thing anyone has said about this industry or the most alarming.
Critics are obviously reading this as strategic positioning. You warn loudly about danger right before you go public. You get credit for being the responsible adult in the room, and then you use the IPO proceeds to build more powerful systems anyway.
That's the cynical read, and it's not unfair. The charitable read is that Anthropic genuinely believes it's better to be the safety-focused lab at the frontier than to cede that ground to someone else. But the cognitive dissonance is real, and it crystallizes something that I think is going to define the next few years. Commercial imperatives and existential risk are not in separate rooms anymore. They are in the same board meeting.
And the market is pricing the commercial side very enthusiastically. Near trillion-dollar valuations don't happen for companies people think are going to slow down.
Story two. Microsoft had its Build Developer Conference this week, and analysts are calling it its AI Independence Day. The company unveiled seven proprietary models under the MAI brand. MAI Thinking 1 for reasoning, MAI Code 1 Flash for development work, MAI Image 2.5 for visuals, and the framing was unmistakable. After investing $13 billion in OpenAI, Microsoft is building its own bench.
$13 billion, and now they're walking away. What actually happened there?
It's less of a walk and more of a conscious uncoupling. Microsoft still has access to OpenAI's models, but the dependency was clearly making them uncomfortable strategically. And this week made that explicit in a pretty stark way. Microsoft canceled Claude Code licenses for many of its own engineers, and their AI head publicly said Anthropic services were too expensive. So in 1 week, they launched their own models and cut ties with two of the biggest external AI providers.
And then there's the GitHub Copilot billing change, which seems to have caused genuine chaos.
Genuine chaos is right. Copilot shifted to usage-based token pricing on June 1st, and developers started running the numbers and realizing their bills could run 9 times higher than under the old flat rate plan. The backlash was immediate and loud, a lot of engineers publicly vowing to switch to alternatives. That's a real commercial risk for Microsoft, even as the Accenture deal. 743,000 seats of Microsoft 365 Copilot in the largest enterprise AI deployment on record shows how entrenched the stack already is at scale.
So Microsoft is simultaneously the company with the deepest enterprise penetration and the company that just made its developers very angry. Both things true.
Both things true. They also launched Scout, an always-on personal AI agent embedded in Microsoft 365. And they introduced something called execution containers, a new Windows security layer to govern agent behavior, which actually ties into our fourth story. But we'll get there.
Story 3, NVIDIA entering the PC market directly. That one genuinely surprised me.
It surprised a lot of people, including AMD, Intel, and Qualcomm investors. Their shares all dropped on the announcement. NVIDIA unveiled RTX Spark, a superchip for Windows laptops and desktops, built in partnership with Microsoft and with OEM partners including Dell, Lenovo, and HP. Jensen Huang called it the reinvention of the computer. The pitch is that this isn't just a faster GPU. It's the foundational hardware for AI-native PCs where agents handle tasks that used to require a keyboard and mouse.
So NVIDIA is now competing from the data center all the way down to the laptop sitting on your desk.
Full-stack ambition. They also announced DGX Station for Windows, a desk-side supercomputer that can run trillion-parameter models, and Cosmos 3, an open-world foundation model for physical AI built on a mixture of Transformers architecture. And they expanded their humanoid robotics platform. In 1 week, NVIDIA touched data centers, enterprise desktops, consumer PCs, and robots.
There was also a regulatory angle this week. Export controls and NVIDIA chips finding their way to Chinese firms through subsidiaries outside China.
Right, the US Commerce Department clarified that export bans on advanced NVIDIA AI chips apply to subsidiaries of Chinese companies even when they operate outside China, which implies the ban had been getting effectively circumvented through that structure. Senator Elizabeth Warren invited Jensen Huang to testify before the Senate on the matter. And Broadcom posted record AI semiconductor revenue, $10.8 billion, but disappointed on forward guidance, which introduced the first real note of caution into what has been an extremely bullish AI hardware story.
Okay, story 4, Minimax M3. This one genuinely caught me off guard.
Minimax is a Chinese AI startup, and this week they released their M3 large language model. On key benchmarks, it outperforms GPT 5.5 and Gemini 3.1 Pro, and it does so at 5-10% of the cost. Morgan Stanley reiterated an overweight rating and called it a major upgrade. For enterprise buyers who've been weighing capability against deployment economics, that cost-performance ratio is a very serious proposition.
And M3 wasn't alone. There were sovereign LLM launches from Hong Kong, Vietnam, South Korea, all in the same week.
Hong Kong unveiled HKG AI V3 built on DeepSeek V4. Viettel announced a 120 billion parameter Vietnamese sovereign model. Notecha released DNA 3.0 from Seoul. Google released Gemma 412B, which is open source and multimodal and runs locally on a standard 16 gigabyte laptop. The LLM landscape in 2026 is not a two-horse race between US hyperscalers. That era is over.
And then there was the Stroop test research, which felt like a bit of a cold shower amid all the capability excitement.
It did. Researchers ran ChatGPT and Claude through the Stroop cognitive attention test, a classic psychology experiment, and both performed worse than expected. The study identified what the researchers called a fundamental systemic flaw in current LLM architectures. The point being that benchmark performance on carefully curated tests does not necessarily translate to the kind of robust general reasoning that would underpin genuine AGI. That finding landed with extra weight in a week when safety concerns were already dominating headlines.
Story 5 is the agent security situation, and it is not good.
It is not good at all. A new report scored 100 production AI agents and found that only 11% meet an acceptable security threshold. 98% carry what the researchers called the lethal trifecta of attack conditions. At the same time, Microsoft published an expanded taxonomy identifying 7 new AI agent failure modes, and a separate disclosure revealed that Anthropic's Claude Code GitHub action could expose CI/CD workflow secrets when agents process untrusted content.
And this is happening at the exact moment that agents are being deployed at massive scale. Meta rolled out its business agent globally across WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram. Tencent is moving an agent toward 1.4 billion WeChat users. Robinhood launched an agentic credit card. The attack surface is growing faster than the defenses.
That's exactly the problem. Microsoft's execution containers and their new portable policy specification standard are serious attempts to close the gap. AWS also published deployment guidance. But the honest assessment is that agentic AI is being shipped into production under conditions that would not be accepted in traditional enterprise software. For any CISO listening right now, the question has shifted from, should we deploy agents, to how do we do this without creating catastrophic new vulnerabilities? And we don't have great answers to that second question yet.
11% passing a security bar. That number should be on slides in every enterprise risk committee this week.
It really should. All right, let's zoom out and talk patterns. Because week 23 didn't just deliver a pile of individual stories, there are threads running through all of them.
The one I keep coming back to is the simultaneous acceleration and anxiety. The same week that set funding records and launched landmark models is the same week that produced the most serious public warnings about loss of human control since this modern era began. Those things used to feel like they belonged to different conversations. Now they're in the same week.
And alongside that, we're seeing the full-stack consolidation story accelerate. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Google each made moves this week that extended their reach from silicon all the way up to software and services. The independent model providers, the standalone tool companies sitting in the middle of the stack, they are getting squeezed from above. That's a structural trend to watch.
The globalization point also feels like it crossed a threshold this week. It's not just that Chinese models are competitive. It's that Vietnam and South Korea and Hong Kong are launching sovereign models. Frontier AI development is genuinely distributed now in a way that makes US regulatory frameworks much harder to enforce unilaterally.
And finally, the economics of AI are becoming real and contested in a way they weren't 12 months ago. GitHub Copilot's billing shock, Anthropic's near-trillion-dollar valuation, Crew AI publishing guidance on how to stop your agentic loops from burning through token budgets, all of that signals that the growth-at-all-costs phase is giving way to something harder. Unit economics, return on AI investment, actual scrutiny. The industry is growing up fast, and not all of it is comfortable.
Next week, I'll be watching whether the Anthropic IPO filing moves to public, whether the Copilot billing backlash forces a pricing revision, and whether anyone in Washington actually acts on the agent security findings rather than just holding a hearing about them.
Same. And keep an eye on the humanoid robotics space. Agibot hit 10,000 units in production this week. BYD confirmed it's entering the market, and the gap between demo and genuine deployment is closing faster than the coverage reflects. That's your weekly digest. If this week taught us anything, it's that the AI story is no longer unfolding in one place, at one speed, or with one set of rules. And that's exactly why we're here every Sunday to make sense of it. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Sunday. Like today's episode? Support the podcast with a coffee. There's a link on this episode's page.